or Douglas. We went back to the old cemetery there about 10 to 12 years ago, but the tombstones had all fell over. And I don't know where they're tombstones, so we couldn't find out really much about them.
And let's see, Marshall was settled in, the country around Marshall settled about 93?
No, it didn't settle in 89. They tell you what, they established a store there called Rice's Store and a post office, Rice's Post Office in 89. And the man, his name was Rice, but he come from Marshalltown Highway. Hmm. And when they started the town, then he named it after Marshalltown Highway, see?
Uh-huh.
And I was there before there's any town. They didn't have a town there left in 93. They had a doctor's office and a store right on the corner there. Mm-hmm. I saw the dog gang come through there one time. I was at the store when they come by. That's the only time I ever saw them.
Were there a lot of them? Or?
Well, there's four of them and had some leading some horse in the spring wagon and had a saddle horse leading behind.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a hard way to live.
Well, they stopped and bought a little stuff, but they didn't bother anything.
And let's see, the people settled around there in 93?
Marshall?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in right where Marshall is, settled in 89, but the north line of Marshall is the Cherokee Strip, and over in the Cherokee Strip, they settled in 93. On one side of Marshall, they settled in 93, and in Marshall, and on this side, they settled in 89.
Hmm.
See, my father was a trustee of the Christian Church that built the first church, Christian Church in Marshall. They started it in 94.
And when the Cherokee Strip was opened, did a lot of people go up there from Marshall and stake claim?
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of people that come down, no local homies, so they... Now, Father was afraid to run to the north because so many people come east to the Kansas line, you see, and then ready to run to the north. Well, he had friends down here, and this old Oklahoma had opened 3 years before, so we come down the Chisholm Trail in this old Oklahoma and made the run back the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And but they was 100 feet along the line, the soldiers all along there. Mm-hmm. And you could get out to that 100 feet. And we had a covered wagon and enough supply to last a week, sod plow and everything. And
mm-hmm.
And when they fired that gun, but they was pretty thick along there. Most of them on horse, but there's several wagons. We was the third, there was a what they call the Honeywell Trail. It crossed the Otter Creek. We was the third wagon that crossed that little river there, and then we got out on the prairie.
Mm-hmm.
We run 7 miles before we found my father, and we just spent 30 minutes making that 7 miles in that covered wagon.
Oh, boy. I bet everything was going every which way.
Yeah. I had a brother just 9 months old, and I was holding him in the seat, and my mother was driving. Everybody said, well, there goes a widow to the kids. Well, my father had already went on ahead on a horse, you know. But he got a claim.
How about the people around you? Were they mostly from the north?
Everywhere.
Just all yeah. Over, huh?
I'll tell you how it was then, though. The people kind of flocked together. A fellow from Missouri, the people in Kansas, they called him Missouri Puke. They wanted to be in their own state.
Uh-huh.
We had a bunch there from Missouri, and we called him Missouri Puke, you know. My brother-in-law was a Missourian.
Did they tend to settle around each other?
Oh, yes. I'll tell you what we did. We put up a tent on this claim. We had it up at 1 o'clock. See, we left the run, and we made that 7 miles and had the tent up at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't long till the fellas come in on horse from different ways, you know, the stake claims.
Mm-hmm.
And we fed them all. We took a lot of grub, and by 4 o'clock, we had a sod plow, and we'd go plow a few furrows of sod on their claim, you know, to establish a mark, you know. Well, there was quite a few of them there along the evening, about 4